Welcome to Ashlyn's Apron Podcast, a holistic journey to healthier living. I'm Ashlyn, and I'm ready to guide you on the path to living your best life. As a registered dietitian, I absolutely love anything food, science, everyday living, and of course, finding joy in it all. I'm here to give you nutrition advice while also providing tips for your daily life. Join me as I help you become the healthiest version of yourself. Hey guys, I'm excited for this episode because it is about one of my favorite topics, and I do say that about a lot of my topics that I discuss because, hey, most of everything I share on here, whether it's food, whether it's movement through exercise, or such as in today's episode example, gardening, all of these are my favorite topics, and I'm so glad I get to share that piece of some of my favorites with you. If you are listening to this when this episode drops, you are one day in to the perfect planting time. When I was in high school, I had a life group teacher who I distinctly remember because she was so colorful. She always had the brightest colors. I remember going over to her house for different either showers or parties or meals, and every room in her house was a different bright color. She was just very outgoing, but she also was a talented gardener. She had dreams, and she shared this with us, of her future home, and she would have a large garden to the side where she would plant all of her things. And when she was my life group teacher in high school, I would ask her questions and pick her brain because I was starting to get into gardening at the time. I distinctly remember April 15th. She shared that this was a wives' tale, but she said that it is recommended that you don't plant anything before April 15th. I think when she told me this, it was probably the beginning of the year, maybe January. And I remember that year I was so anxious to get things in the ground and ready to go that I think maybe when there was a nice day in March, I started planting things. Because that's when all the hardware stores have their plants and seeds out. And so I just thought, now's the time. I just can't wait. Inevitably, that year, sometime before April 15th, but after I had planted in the middle of March, there was a freeze or a frost. So had to make sure my plants were covered up, and luckily they were saved, but I would have saved a lot of kind of heartache and hard work of covering them all up if I had just waited until April 15th. Ever since that point, I've kind of mentally taken note of when April 15th is and just kind of said, okay, let me see if this is true. If after April 15th, that point on is going to be warmer weather, not get down into, I mean, it might be a little chilly, but not into a point where it's going to frost again. So far, it's been true. So, for those of you who keep hearing April 15th and get shivers up your spine because it's tax day, well, never fear, because we're going to talk about an exciting topic, gardening. I already shared how growing up, I got into gardening more so when I was in high school, I guess that was more on my own. But even as a child, my parents would always make sure we were able to get our hands dirty and help either weed the flower bed or help mulch or all of those things. So I've always somehow been connected to the earth and been able to take part in that. When I was in high school, I really got interested in gardening. I would read a lot of things about it and kind of imagine what it would be like to plant certain things. And one day, Stephen rolled up. We were dating back in high school. He rolled up to my parents' house and he said, "Let's make a garden." So we had a spot that my parents were good with in the backyard that we dug up the grass, put up some wood kind of barriers around this raised garden bed. And I loved that thing. I would be out there all morning and I would have a lot of vegetables. I think my first year I had okra, definitely cherry tomatoes. I think I tried broccoli, but some birds ate all the broccoli. So just, I tried a lot of things. I was just so excited in this small little square footage of a raised garden bed. Since that one bed at my parents' house, I ended up having Stephen help me build four. And so now that I don't live there, my parents get to enjoy the fun joys of planting and growing and harvesting all those things. But for the past 3 years or so, I've been in an apartment, and this time of year just makes me itch for just being outside, being in the dirt. It is just very calming and relaxing, and I love it. But I've missed it. For the past 3 years, I've been in an apartment, and especially the first year of marriage, we were in an apartment that was very much so not suitable for gardening or even having plants, because we didn't have a back porch. All I had was what was inside of the apartment, which granted, you can definitely grow your own herbs inside of a small space, but that's just not something that I wanted to prioritize at that time of having it inside the home. Now that I've been at this current apartment that we're at, we do have an outdoor porch and we're even connected to a little garden bed outside of our apartment. So, this is the year. I am going to plant some herbs. I'll tell you how I'm going to do this, and I'll even give you some ideas of how you can do this, even if you're in an apartment or in a small space. And we're going to make this very realistic. But first, let me talk about the four herbs that I'm choosing to plant this year. The first one that I'm going to plant is rosemary. This one I'm going to get, well, not just this one, I guess all of the plants that I discuss, I'm going to get them as little plants from a hardware store or gardening store. It's just going to be easier, especially starting now, and I don't have a space to kind of start from seed, and if I were going to do that, I would have needed to start a few months ago. But the first one that I'm going to incorporate is rosemary. Rosemary, the smell of it is very calming to me. This was also one of the things that was in my initial garden bed, and I actually think that when Stephen helped me build it the first time for that original garden bed, he ended up, you know, we had worked hard, built it, put it all together, filled it up with the dirt, and then he ran back to his car and brought out this small rosemary plant, and it grew ginormously, but it started out as a tiny little plant. So rosemary is awesome because you can use it year after year. It is very hardy, but it's also a great not only garnish but seasoning that you can add to chicken or potatoes. Or I was even roasting up some Brussels sprouts this evening, and I know that initially it might seem different to incorporate some rosemary on the Brussels sprouts, but that just sounded so good to incorporate that very earthy flavor with the Brussels sprouts. Rosemary is going to be super resilient, so this one, if you are unsure if you want to do this, if it's going to go good for you, or if you're not sure if you have quite a green thumb, rosemary is a great place to start because it's hard to mess it up. The second one that I'm going to incorporate in my little garden is lemon thyme. And now, emphasis on the lemon. I think I've mentioned this one before somewhere on the podcast, but the one that you're going to see the most is going to be called English thyme. I've even seen one that's like a German thyme, but you want lemon thyme. It is so good. My mom has the best recipe for lemon chicken that has lemon thyme with it, but also I've made lemon shortbread cookies with this lemon thyme incorporated into it. So it's very versatile of cooking with more savory foods, but even sweet foods. And I'm just thinking about it now, that would be perfect in iced tea in the summer. Like that lemon thyme, oh, so good. But speaking of iced tea, Stephen has mentioned this year, of all the herbs, he wants to make sure that we have some form of mint. So this is my third herb that I'm going to incorporate. My preference of mint varieties is peppermint. Now, there is spearmint. I think the reason I'm a little turned off by the spearmint is growing up, I never really liked chewing gum, but if ever I was around someone who was chewing the gum, or if I just smelled the box of gum before I decided again that I didn't want it, it would be that spearmint flavor, and so in my mind, that just is not the kind of mint that I like. But you know me, you know how much I love Christmas. The peppermint variety is very good. It's very refreshing. You feel like you can just use it instantly for anything. So my preference is going to get peppermint, but if Stephen goes with me, I'll have him decide which one he wants to put in his iced tea this summer. When you plant mint, and I'll kind of dive into this a little bit later, mint is one of those things that's also hard to mess up because mint is going to go crazy. Wherever you plant it, it's going to take over. But again, I'll dive into that in just a second. The fourth and final herb that I'm going to incorporate in my garden this year is oregano. Now, I went back and forth at just keeping three herbs or increasing it to four, and I am going to increase it to four. Oregano is such a strong and deep herb that is great for different seasonings. I feel like where rosemary isn't necessarily the perfect pairing, oregano makes up for that, and oregano can be in its place. They have very different flavorings, but they could also complement each other depending on the recipe too. My biggest thing with growing my own herbs is providing some seasonings that I know are homegrown, that I can go outside on the back porch, quickly grab it because, you know, I might be in the middle of cooking and just thinking, ooh, as I'm making this spaghetti sauce, it would be great if I just added some more fresh oregano and just going out there and grabbing it. Also, another big reason is to decrease the salt intake. In our culture, we are salt crazy, and that's like the one seasoning that people know. But there are so many other flavors and herbs that you can incorporate, and I encourage you that if your kind of gut response or knee-jerk response is to grab the salt shaker, then I encourage you, make a change this summer. Maybe starting a garden is going to be what kind of flips the switch and gets you going in the right direction to decrease sodium intake, but decreasing sodium intake doesn't mean you're decreasing any of the flavors. In fact, we can add more flavors through fresh herbs. Now, all of these four that I've mentioned, again, I'm growing them in my apartment. I have a patio, and so that's where their home is going to be. But I wanted to provide you with a few different ways you could go about this so that you can feel like it is best individualized to where you're at. So the first thing is, if you do have a flower bed, and now this may not necessarily be for those in an apartment, but if you have a flower bed or are connected to one, you could always start there. Like if you're at a home but you don't want to make a raised garden bed at this time, there are different herbs that honestly look beautiful as different, like almost shrubbery in your flower bed, but then you can use it as different herbs in recipes and other home uses. Another option is to grab window boxes and put them over the railing. I would recommend that your plants are facing in towards your patio or your porch so that in case the window boxes turn out to not be so great, then they're not falling either over onto the other side and it's hard to reach, or they're not falling down into your downstairs neighbor's kind of patio area. That would be kind of bad. But window boxes are going to be great. I took a walk around tonight, even at my apartment, and saw different people with window boxes filled with flowers. It's just as easy to add the herbs, especially since all of these that I mentioned are fairly resilient and going to be really easy to grow anywhere. The next one is individual pots. I've actually seen this already in my apartment complex. One of my neighbors has a bunch of different herbs on their back patio, and each of their herbs is in an individual pot. So that's easy for kind of if you have a smaller space or you're just getting one or two things, then you know, like, okay, these can go here. I can move them around. When there's going to be a bad storm or something, you can always bring them inside to know that, you know, they're not going to get blown away, and it's super easy to kind of transport them in that way. But then the final way that I'm going to share that you can incorporate these herbs and make sure you have them ready to go is to grab some beautiful pots and to fill them with herbs. This is one that I'm leaning towards, and now I will say I haven't fully decided which method I'm going to use. By this weekend, I should know exactly how I'm going to go about this, but there are different ways to kind of get a large pot and make your own little mini raised bed. You could get almost like a smaller, I don't want to call it a feeding trough, but that's the only thought I have, like a metal raised bin that you can get at your local hardware store. You may want to make sure that you can drill holes in the bottom for drainage, but otherwise, that's going to be a great way to kind of keep all your herbs together. You can spread them out, but then also the perk of that is most of these herbs will last year to year. You can use them in the winter, you can use them in the summer, all the time. So especially if you're in an apartment, using something like a bucket is going to be helpful because you can up and take it to where your next home is going to be and then kind of replant those things in a more permanent spot once you get like a home or something. I also found some beautiful pots that I think they're gorgeous. They look like the classic china, like the white and the blue and just beautiful designs. Those flower pots are just so gorgeous to me. And how I've typically seen it is with flowers in it, but you can totally use this for your herbs. My mother-in-law talks about how she adds in different pots to have different height and texture, but I'm just imagining like the height of the rosemary, the oregano, and the lemon thyme kind of, I guess, flowing over on the sides of the pots. Like, that would just be so gorgeous. And I didn't mention peppermint because, again, I will mention wherever you plant, even if you do use a large pot to kind of share the love with all of your herbs, keep the mint separate because it's going to take over. Whatever you choose, having your own garden is not only relaxing, it's refreshing for your health, it's inspiring, it brings creativity that you haven't had before. There are so many perks of having your own personal garden, and I encourage you, let this year be your year, because while I've had quote-unquote excuses of living in an apartment and not having a garden of my own, that's changing this year. No more excuses. I'm enjoying my garden. Now I'm going to dive into local loves and favorite finds. My local love this week is going to feature a Memphis classic, the Orpheum Theater. I love the Orpheum Theater, and whenever I've gone, it's always a very special moment. The theater is gorgeous and really timeless in everything from the molding to even the carpet and how everything is designed. I went this week to go see Wicked, and if you're listening to this the week that this is coming out, I don't think it's too late. I think they're still going to be playing Wicked, so make sure you grab your tickets and go see it while you can. My favorite find that I'm going to feature this week is a restaurant off of Poplar called Casablanca. This is a Mediterranean-style restaurant that features some authentic cuisine. I got a special platter that was basically a hummus, kind of like a bed of hummus with chicken seasoned on top. I believe it was shawarma, like a shawarma platter. So hummus and seasoned chicken. It was so good, especially with fresh warm pita. Oh, amazing. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure you like and subscribe. I'm so thankful to have you here, and I can't wait for next time as we continue to become the healthiest version of ourselves.